Revolut Wars. When people are stingy, when they're not, are they allowed to be? Are they not?
Yeah. So I was out for dinner with a few of the girls a couple of weeks ago. And lovely night, the food, fabulous, great company, all the rest of it. And when the bill came, it was all good. The three of us just, we split the bill. But then I got a Revolut request.
Oh, no.
Something like, I don't know, was it 550 or something? Because I had gotten a dessert. Of course I had, obviously. I had gotten...
What's that supposed to
be? I had gotten a dessert. And a sparkling water.
Oh, I love a sparkling water. Yeah. I would agree on that. Oh.
And this, the girl was, one of my friends was like, well, I didn't have a dessert or sparkling water.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And, but yet she did have 2 spoons of my dessert.
Oh.
Tiramisu, by the way, very good, very nice, enjoyable.
Did she have any of your sparkling water?
No, she didn't, Marty. No sparkling water, but she did treat herself to some of my tiramisu.
Oh, she treated herself.
So I'm just a bit like, okay, cool, yeah, no probs. But I was just like, wow.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. Oh, I don't...
Am I wrong here? Maybe I'm because, like, in fairness, I was the one who ordered it, so I suppose...
I don't think there's a right or wrong in the situation. I think everybody does it, handles it differently.
Yeah.
I think if you handle it a certain way, you're going to never understand why the other person handles it their way.
Yeah.
I personally think that's a bit much. Yeah. I really, really do.
Yeah.
Don't know what you think.
Yeah, you just split whatever. Like, if someone gets something a bit extra, forget it. Yeah, sound split.
See... And you that's me. That's me to a T. But one of my friends that I went to college with, whenever we went out, we were never ever getting the same thing. So it was always a case of where, when it came to his turn to treat us, it would always be like, oh well, can I get a couple of quid because you guys got this and I'm getting this. And I'm just like, over the years of our friendship, I'm sure it balances out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he would have a calculator out, really, like, as in, I'm not even joking, like, yeah. The calculator would come out on his phone and he'd be adding up his bits. I think it depends. It does depend, but I don't think any, I don't think, oh, there's no right or wrong, I don't know. What do you think? Oh,
yeah, I just think it's just split it. Yeah, it's easy.
Just sounds. Split it.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to cause a fuss now if someone asks you to not split it? Or are you just going to go, like, this is the
I'd
thing.
Judge them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right. Because of him over there, we've got to do it this way.
It's getting sassy, total.
Yeah, just split it.
So you were taken back by it, Una?
I was taken back by it, but I also know a girl who got a Revolut request for something like €3, and her friend messaged her and it was like, "Do you owe me three?" And she was like, "What? Do you owe me three? Yeah, €3."
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I know. I know every penny counts, but like. There is a line and there is a bit like, okay,
yeah.
I'm kind of mortified for you now.
I get you. I just think, I think there's no right or wrong here. I do. I think that I wouldn't understand the other person. But I feel like if you're owed it, you're owed it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask for it, but that said, that's the mentality of the person who's owed it, you know?
I went to the bar for one of my aunts before and she gave me money and I came back down and she's like, where's my money? And I was like, she's like, where's my change?
Oh, not the change.
I was like, what do you mean? There's 20 cents. You owe me 20 cents.
No.
Yeah. Oh, mortified for you. Like, oh. Seriously.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. 087-110-2107. Whose side are you on here? Are you getting that money that you're rightfully owed? The 1, 2, 3, 4 euro or even the 20 cent in that case. Or are you just like, come off it. We're not doing that now. We're not those kind of people. We are chatting about getting the money back that you are technically rightfully owed. However,
Revolut Wars
is right. This is a really interesting one. Let's go to Robbie on this.
Why are you paying all together? I never understood this. Me and a group of friends go out for food or whatever. You all pay separately. No problem. And then if one of us wants to pay for the lot, there's a race to the cash machine, to the cash register to pay up front.
There's a race to pay up front? I wouldn't be running to pay for anyone's food.
No way.
However, I get where he's coming from, but I find in some places, isn't it, it's kind of harder to do that.
Some places, yeah. They don't allow you. You have to pay.
Oh, they don't allow it.
They don't allow separate. Yeah, and it'll say that when you're there. So you have to pay together.
I've never had that situation before.
Really?
They'll tell you that it has to be paid in one lump.
Yeah, they'll say we don't accept separate cards.
They'll probably get charged.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They probably get charged for every time they use a machine.
Maybe.
So it costs them more.
Yeah. That's kind of scaldy on them as well, though. They shouldn't be doing that.
Then I think about it, yes. Hang on a minute. This is their fault. Adele, what do you reckon?
Usually myself and my friends would each just pay for what we ordered on the night. But there's never an issue if we do decide to split it. I do think, though, that she should have said that at the time. Just sending a random Revolut request is quite rude, I think. She could have just texted you first and at least explained it and then just asked for the money. I know some people do struggle with money different times in the month, but just tell your friends at the start of the night, look, I don't have much money, I'm just going to pay for what I ordered, and then at least it doesn't come as a shock to anybody.
I think that's really good advice. I think implementing it is hard, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, if you get a dessert, like I got a dessert and I shared it, I was not expecting to get a Revolut request for the 550. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do know somebody recently that went out for dinner with work colleagues. Not going to say who it was or anything because I'm like, hey, they're listening. And they deliberately held off getting a starter and a dessert because they wanted to not spend as much money given, you know, every month, sometimes we struggle, sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
But then the bill came out and they ended up splitting it. I think it was six ways. So she ended up getting shafted in the end.
Oh, yeah.
And she didn't speak up. She just transferred the money. You know the kind of way? Mm. And that's tough.
That is tough, yeah. That is.
You don't want to say...
You'd be ripping like at that. Yeah. You would be ripping.
You know, so it's tough as well, yeah.
You have to stand up and say, listen, I'm only getting a main. I'm only paying for the main because I am absolutely brassic and I'm really sorry if that causes any aggro.
I think you have smashed it, putting it that way. I think at the start you just go, right now, you guys are all whatever. Posh this month, I'm not. I'm broke, so I'm only getting a main and I'm paying for it. Yeah, you make a joke about it in a way, don't you?
Someone has been in touch, they said, completely agree with you guys, but on another note, was at a family meal recently where people had two courses, wine and cocktails. I only had a main and two glasses of wine, which I'd paid for myself separately anyway, and the whole meal was split between everyone.
Same situation there,
60 euro each. I thought that was a bit mad.
Oh,
yeah, 60, that's
an expensive main.
Yeah, you took a hit there, Kate. Yeah. You took a hit, wow.
All to be polite. Really?
This is it. Orla in Sligo, this is wild. I went on a date with a guy before recently. He was staying at my house. We went to the shops to get stuff for dinner. He paid, but then he revoluted me for half the stuff. As well as the money for a coffee and a donut he had brought me that morning. Wow.
No.
I had paid for and cooked dinner the weekend before and made the breakfast as well. I would never have asked him for money.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Obviously, that didn't last long.
No date too.
No, gone. In the bin.
Oh, in the bin. Like, good luck and thanks. Jog on, buddy. Jog on.
087-1-102-107. Your experiences in this, please. Whose side are you on? Hi, mornings. We're chatting about Revolut Wars and do you request a couple of euro that you're owed in the grand scheme of things? It's only a couple of euro, some people say. Other people say, well, it's my couple of euro. Alan's take on this. Wait for this. This is brilliant.
If it happens like once in a blue moon, that's fine. But if it happens all the time, like let's say you and your mate go out every weekend and he shortchanges you 2 euro. By the end of the year, that's 104 euro. Like you would not look unreasonable if you ask for 104 euro you were owed over the last year. Even if it's every other week, that's 52 euro. You still wouldn't look unreasonable. It did look like the bad guy.
I actually, when you put it that way,
yeah.
If someone owed you 104 euro,
lads, you do not keep track of 2 or 3.
No. But I understand where he's coming from because if someone owes you 104 euro, you don't feel bad asking for it.
No.
However, if your friend has shortchanged you every week for the last year, they owe you 104 euro. Are you saying no to that? You're not saying otherwise?
I couldn't. I just couldn't do it. It goes against everything.
I have said there's no right and wrong in this, so yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sitting on the fence.
Yeah. Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.